Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Business Adventures 12 Classic Tales from the World of Wall Street by John Brooks, is a classic work of business journalism, first published in 1969. It brings together 12 long-form essays originally written for The New Yorker, each centered on a major episode in American corporate and financial history. Rather than offering a theory of management or a how-to guide, the book examines real events such as product failure, market turbulence, corporate scandal, and investor behavior. Brooks uses those cases to show how business decisions are shaped by human judgment, institutional pressure, and public perception. The result is a detailed historical account of how modern American corporations and Wall Street operate under stress. Its purpose is not to prescribe formulas, but to reveal recurring patterns in business life that remain relevant across eras. That mix of reporting, analysis, and narrative detail is what has made the book endure as a widely respected reference for readers interested in finance, leadership, and corporate history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, case study journalism as the book's central method. The defining feature of the book is its use of case study journalism rather than abstract business theory. Brooks does not build a unified framework or reduce business to a set of rules. Instead, he reconstructs concrete episodes in corporate and financial history and lets the logic of each situation emerge from the facts. This method gives the book unusual clarity because readers see decisions unfolding in real time, with incomplete information, competing incentives, and visible consequences. It also makes the book more durable than many business titles tied to a specific management fad. The stories are not presented as timeless formulas, but as richly documented examples that invite comparison across industries and decades. That approach is especially useful for understanding why business outcomes are often shaped by context, timing, and human judgment. The book therefore works less like a textbook and more like a field report on how modern commerce actually behaves when companies, executives, investors, and regulators are under pressure. Secondly, corporate failure and the cost of misreading the market. Several of the book's most memorable chapters focus on failure, especially the Ford Edsel episode, which became a symbol of costly misjudgment in product planning and market research. Brooks treats failure not as a simple punchline, but as the outcome of layered organizational errors, excessive confidence, flawed assumptions about consumer demand, and weak alignment between corporate image and market reality. This is one of the book's most important themes because it shows that failure in business is often systemic, rather than accidental. A product can collapse even when the company has resources, prestige, and technical capability if it misunderstands what customers actually value. The same logic appears throughout the book in other forms, whether in trading mistakes, corporate disputes, or strategic overreach. Brooks is especially effective at showing how internal enthusiasm can obscure external warning signs. Readers come away with a stronger understanding of how businesses can confuse planning with insight, and how large organizations sometimes amplify their own blind spots instead of correcting them. Thirdly, market volatility and the psychology of Wall Street. The book gives sustained attention to Wall Street as a place where psychology and structure interact. In chapters dealing with market episodes, such as the 1962 crash and other financial disruptions, Brooks shows that markets are not purely mechanical systems responding to rational information. They are also environments shaped by rumor, fear, confidence, leverage, and crowd behavior. That perspective remains one of the book's most valuable contributions because it explains why price movements can become detached from underlying fundamentals. Brooks is careful not to reduce everything to emotion, though. He also shows how institutional practices, trading systems, and business relationships help produce instability. This combination of psychological and structural analysis makes the book especially useful for investors and students of finance. It suggests that market events should be not only through numbers, but through the behavior of the people who interpret those numbers. The result is a nuanced picture of financial life in which volatility is not an exception, but an ordinary feature of the system. Fourthly, innovation, growth, and the limits of corporate success. The book is not only about failure and crisis, it also examines success, especially in cases involving rapid corporate rise and technological change, such as Xerox. Brooks is interested in the paradox that success can create the very conditions for future weakness. A company that wins through innovation may later become constrained by its own scale, habits, or expectations. This makes the book unusually strong on the problem of sustaining advantage rather than merely achieving it. Brooks shows that a breakthrough product or strategy is only the beginning of a longer organizational challenge, protecting momentum, managing competition, and adapting to new conditions. He avoids romanticizing innovation as a straight path to progress. Instead, he presents it as a disruptive process that can produce both growth and instability. This theme matters because it widens the book beyond disaster narratives. It suggests that even celebrated companies must navigate fragile transitions, and that market leadership is often temporary unless supported by disciplined execution and continued adaptation. Lastly, corporate governance, ethics, and the human factor in business. A recurring idea throughout the book is that business is ultimately governed by people, not just systems or balance sheets. Brooks repeatedly shows how executives, boards, traders, lawyers, and public officials influence outcomes through their choices, loyalties, and limitations. This human factor is central to chapters involving scandals, regulatory conflicts, and corporate bargaining, including cases associated with General Electric and Texas Gulf Sulfur. The book is interested in governance not as a formal checklist, but as a lived process in which incentives, reputations, and institutional norms collide. That is why ethical questions appear so naturally in the narrative. Brooks does not preach, but he consistently demonstrates that poor judgment, secrecy, and self-protection can damage trust as much as direct financial mistakes. This focus gives the book lasting relevance because it links business performance to organizational character. Readers are reminded that strong results depend not only on strategy or capital, but on how people behave when faced with pressure, ambiguity, and responsibility. In conclusion, Business Adventures is best suited for readers who want to understand business history, financial behavior, and corporate decision-making through real cases rather than simplified management advice. It will appeal to investors, executives, students of business, and general readers who are interested in how companies actually behave when confronted with success, failure, scandal, and uncertainty. Its practical value lies in the way it sharpens judgment. It shows how misread markets, weak governance, overconfidence, and crowd psychology can shape outcomes long before any formal conclusion is reached. Intellectually, it stands out because Brooks combines careful reporting with literary control, making each episode feel both historically specific and broadly instructive. Compared with modern business books that often rely on slogans or model-driven frameworks, this one offers something rarer, a disciplined view of business as a human system. That is why it has remained influential for decades. It does not promise a formula for success. Instead, it gives readers a deeper sense of how and why business events unfold, which is often more valuable than quick advice. If you would like to support John Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.